Okay, now to a somewhat related story. Stay with me. If you're a fan of TV cooking shows, you know about Top Chef Masters. World-class chefs compete against each other in cooking challenges, and in the process, they raise money for their favorite charities. Here's a moment from last week's episode.
So, Jody, what did you make for us?
It's roasted goat leg and the gooey duck. Chowder is the sauce.
Thank you very much.
It's the rarest I've ever seen goat.
That's the judges of Top Chef Masters and their verdict on Boston chef Jody Adams' roasted goat leg.
I need my goat cooked a little more.
Yeah.
Adams' charity of choice was Partners in Health, an NGO that's been active for 20 years in Haiti. The would-be Master Top Chef was a gracious loser. She knew the outcome after the taping of the show. And still, at her restaurant, Rialto, Adams hosted a screening of her undercooked goat episode. In attendance, invited guests from Partners in Health, which is based in Boston. With them at the restaurant, a mother and daughter from Haiti. So begins a story of Haitian earthquake survivors, a top Boston chef, and one small goat from Vermont.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
We're in a sunny kitchen in the leafy suburb of Newton, Massachusetts. Chef Jody Adams has a brand new hacksaw in her hands.
So first you're going to take off the la tête?
Now she's trying to figure exactly where on the goat to start.
Oui.
Oui.
Je peux couper la tête.
That's Annette Lamontagne from Haiti, guiding Jody Adams as she takes off the goat's head for a big vat of soup.
So I went to the hardware store yesterday afternoon to get a saw, and I said, what saw do I get to break down a goat? And the guy at the counter said, I don't know, is it metal?
As a professional chef, Jody Adams mostly focuses on Italian food. Not a lot of goat in that cuisine. But Adams is eager to learn.
In lots of cultures, goat is very common. And I think that there are probably lots of people who aren't necessarily in restaurants who eat goat.
J'ai besoin de faire la préparation pour la viande avant de mettre le citron et de sel dans la viande.
Annette cooks goat with traditional Haitian ingredients like plantains and rice and scotch bonnet peppers to raise the heat.
It won't be. Okay, Annette, just cut it up.
But her student for the day, Jody Adams, also wants to repeat her Top Chef challenge recipe, a butterfly goat leg roulade with garlic, rosemary, and goat kidney.
I want to do the same preparation that I did on Top Chef with this little baby goat and see how it turns out. And because that way I'll know, was it me or was it the goat?
So this is a kind of grudge match between Jody Adams and the goat. But there's more going on in this kitchen than just a lot of cooking. Annette Lamontagne's daughter, Sanle Jean, is also in the kitchen. She's cutting beets. Sanle and her mother are in Boston for a very specific reason. See, Partners in Health is helping Sanle Jean, one of the many injured survivors of the January 12th earthquake. Sonne says she was at home when the quake happened. The walls and ceiling collapsed on her. My leg was crushed under the rubble, she says. I was trapped for days, Sonne remembers. When she finally got medical help, her compound fracture needed immediate surgery. Sonne's mother, Annette, managed to get her to a hospital in the neighboring Dominican Republic. That hospital actually sent her back to Haiti, to a Partners in Health clinic just across the border. The medical team there ultimately decided to bring her to Massachusetts. Sanle says she doesn't remember much about what happened when she got to Boston.
Je ne sais rien qui se passe. Comment on peut dire ça? Pendant l'opération, c'est...
Sanle had multiple surgeries. She, her mother, and the doctors hoped they could save her leg. They couldn't. Sanle Jean's left leg was amputated below the knee. Now, in the kitchen of her host family here in Newton, Sanle sits on a stool doing prep work. She leans tentatively on her prosthetic leg, still getting used to it. Anne and Todd McCormick are giving Sanle and her mother, Annette, a home while Sanle undergoes rehab. Todd McCormick is a founding member of Partners in Health. His wife, Anne, has been amazed by Sanle's ability to cope with the loss of her leg.
The progress has been remarkable, and her sort of strength of character and her humor throughout all this, I don't know how she does it after sort of the trauma that she and her mom have been through. And I think it's equally hard for a mother to watch her child go through that. And I watch Annette every day and think, if only I could be such a mother who could, you know, take care of my child in such a way and give her such force and faith.
After a full day of prepping the goat three ways, goat soup, fried goat, and that goat roulade, guests arrive for the celebration. This feast is in honor of Sonle. She is on the road to recovery. The 19-year-old walks slowly but ably through the crowd of strangers with her crutches to support her. She and her mother Annette and chef Jody Adams have created a mouth-watering and colorful goat extravaganza. For Jody Adams, she says that this evening's party completes several circles.
On Top Chef Masters, I was competing to raise money for Partners in Health. Partners in Health has been in Haiti for over 20 years. Sadly, on January 12th in Haiti, had her leg crushed in the earthquake. And she was brought here for care through Partners in Health. So I've raised money for Partners in Health that brought Sanley here for her care, and her mom is saving me by teaching me how to cook a goat.
You can start.
Oh, here's one.
The tables are heavy with food and wine. Mango daiquiris loosen up the evening. All the goat dishes are a success, and Jody Adams feels vindicated. Now, I've tasted a fair amount of goat in my travels, and I had thought that Jamaican curried goat was the height of goat cuisine. But I've now changed my mind. Haitian goat, tenderized with citrus and salt water, takes the prize. As we sat outside with the dusk and crickets, I felt there was something slightly unfair about all this bounty and this Haitian mother and daughter preparing what would be a feast for a king and queen back in Port-au-Prince. Annette didn't seem to notice that, though. She was smiling warmly at Sanle, who was still enjoying the dinner they'd prepared. If you want to see photos of Sanle, Annette, Jody, and that goat, go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Why them chante chante ça?
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Why them chante chante ça?
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
C'est chitam, chitam, n'abgade. Nous, c'est tout pour la vie menacée, oui. Faut les dem chante chante ça.